Many state employees' conversations with artificial intelligence will likely remain shielded from public view following a ruling this month from Pennsylvania's Open Records Agency. From our news partner WITF, Jackson White reports, the decision comes as Governor Josh Shapiro's office embraces AI in its day-to-day work.
WITF requested ChatGPT logs from more than 24 state agencies last year under the Right to Know law, but Shapiro's office denied the request, arguing the chats were internal notes. When WITF appealed, the Independent Office of Open Records largely agreed with the Shapiro administration. Transparency advocates like Philip Hensley Robin at Common Cause Pennsylvania warned the decision exposes a gap in Pennsylvania law and could limit accountability as agencies adopt AI tools.
For the public to be fully on board and to have confidence in these initiatives, would really benefit from increased transparency about how they're being used and if the safeguards that the administration has put in place are actually being followed.
The Shapiro administration has been piloting a secure version of ChatGPT with hundreds of employees, saying it saves time and boosts productivity. Officials maintain that any content generated with AI must be reviewed by a human, and if it's publicly facing, then it should be clearly disclosed as AI-influenced. In Harrisburg, I'm Jackson White.
More than 1,000 people packed Chinatown yesterday ahead of the overnight snow dump for the Lunar New Year parade. The star of the show was the Lion Dance, a symbolic dance meant to chase away evil spirits and bring good luck and fortune at the start of the new year. Betsy Lee Fong is with the Philadelphia Suns, who choreographed this year's dance.
The Lion Dance and the music and the drums, all generations are out today. That's what keeps the spirit and the celebration alive.
Lunar New Year events will continue in the city through the next few weeks, including a celebration at the Parkway Central Library on March 14th.